This is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On K98.7.
House call.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown.
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville High School, it's the hometown Blue Aces entertaining the Johnstown Johnnies, a matchup of two unbeaten teams tonight here on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. We have a little bit of Mother Nature dealing with right now with a moderate rain, which started about 10 minutes ago, but I don't think it's going to last too long into the game, and hopefully not, because we want to see these two unbeaten teams at their best tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. But the rain is coming down, and you can't help but think that that will favor the Johnnies here tonight, since they primarily like to run the football on offense. So that kind of plays right into their game plan. So we'll see if Granville will let this rain affect them or not early in this one. But yeah, the Blue Aces, another great team. They're expected to be great once again, coming off a win against Clear Fork. 31-14 really wasn't even as close as what that score indicated. They were up 31-0 with the running clock going in the second half. They held the Clear Fork to just 63 yards rushing. So the Johnnies have their work cut out for them if they want to try to run the football, trying to take down the Granville Blue Aces for the first time since 2017.
Yes, this has been owned, this rivalry, and not just the rivalry, but the ivory jug has been owned by the Blue Aces for the last 6 years. But Johnstown, hey, I mean, you couldn't get off to a better start. Two shutouts, scoring 38 and 39 points. So the Johnnies, after last year's 5-5 campaign, seems to pick right off where they left off.
Yeah, and, you know, they started out slow last year, and then they won four out of their last five. Wasn't quite enough to make enough for a playoff push, but it seems like they've carried that momentum here into this season. They're relying on four seniors on that offensive line. I think the keys for them is just try to just establish the running game as best you can. Maybe make some small passes to keep that Granville defense guessing. But the key for them, I think, is to try to dominate the time of possession. Keep the ball out of that Granville offense for as long as you can in this one, and then you have a pretty good chance. And obviously, too, if the rain does keep up, I think the Giants are kind of hoping it does. That kind of plays in their favor.
No question about it. So it's 2-0 Johnstown and 2-0 Granville. When we return on our pregame show, we'll hear from both head coaches, Granville's Heath Hinton, but first it'll be Johnstown's Mike Carter. That's next as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. At Kasep, we have access to all the scheduled factory maintenance. And what that means is simply because you bought your car at, say, a Honda dealership, it doesn't mean that it needs to be serviced there. Don't assume that they might know more than us. We've invested in the tools, training, and equipment. We're able to provide that same level of service, and sometimes better and cheaper. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Coach, first, congratulations on a 2-0 start, and when you can average almost 40 points a game and not give up a point, I have to feel that you're feeling the team is off to a pretty good start to start the season.
Yes, sir. We're really proud of the young men. They've been working very hard. The teamwork has been phenomenal, and the senior leadership has been exceptional.
Did it help at all for those seniors to have a good end of the 2023 campaign? You won four out of your last five, and obviously they would have loved to have beaten Heath, but to get to 500 and to have such a solid run at the end of the year. Do you think that did carry over to the pre-conditioning workouts and getting ready for the season?
Well, yes, sir, it did, absolutely. You know, young men, became very determined and put in a lot of effort in the off season, and one that continued to keep going.
One of the keys that's been to your success and the Johnny's success has been the physicality up front. You had a bunch of returnees on the line. How do you think the physical play has benefited you so far?
Well, yeah, the young men like to, you know, get out there and control that line of scrimmage and, you know, make sure that we can do the best job we possibly can to open up holes. They take pride in that. And, you know, their offensive defensive line, quite a brotherhood. So they make sure that they give it their best effort week in, week out.
And you talk about effort, but is it also understanding what's expected of them, not just from the coaches, but from themselves as well? Because, again, as a defense, you have been just stalwart against your opponents, and I believe you're close to 500 yards rushing the ball. So is it as much as it is schematic as the guys knowing what they need to do to be successful?
Yeah, they have a lot of experience behind them, you know, having the opportunity to play varsity football for so many years. And so they have a great understanding of what it takes to push that extra effort on every play basis.
So the skill level has to be ramped up for the game against Granville. The Blue Aces have been a very strong program the last few years. They're also off to a 2-0 start. So what concerns you, or the biggest areas do you think the Johnnies need to focus on when they take on the Blue Aces?
Well, they do have a very good program. They're very athletic, and they do a good job of flying to the ball. And they have some offensive weapons that definitely need to be contained.
Is it one of those games, Coach, where ball control and keeping that offense on the sidelines might be a big key to you guys getting a victory?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you can control the clock and control that line of scrimmage, then it definitely pushes things in the right direction for you.
This is always an interesting matchup, and whenever you have a crossover matchup, you know, fans on both sides really look forward to it. Is there any concern, and again, maybe it helps because you have a veteran team, that you don't get too high or too low after this ball game?
I can't necessarily speak for how other people look at things, but one of the things that we make sure that we tell our young men is that a season is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And you got to make sure that you got a good steady play, good steady pace that can push yourself all the way to the finish line.
Coach, appreciate your time again. Congratulations to the 2-0 start, and good luck against Granville.
Thank you, sir.
Coach, as we get ready for your battle with Johnstown, first of all, moving into the head coaching role, how much did it help you being an assistant with this program, knowing the players, knowing a lot of things, getting ready then for this season, taking over as head coach?
You know what? I thought it was tremendous. The first job I've taken over that I hadn't had to uproot my family already and then bring him in and kind of be that guy, kind of gets in here late and don't have a real continuity with our staff and with our kids, and there's been started building relationships with them. So I thought just, you know, having a year of just being around the kids, being around the school district, being around the program was vital to me to take over the job. And made a transition, I thought, pretty smooth. Our weight room numbers in the off season, we were lifting in the morning 3 days a week, like when I took over, and it was it steadily grew. And I thought our kids did a tremendous job in the off season and still doing a great job now, just because we were able to have a head coach here in the building and had a couple of assistants that they could come into and start building those, you know, those great relationships with kids.
When the program has had success, each coach wants to add their footprint, but I'm sure there's a balance that you kind of had to do in getting ready for this season.
The balance is this, you know, our kids, we return a lot of kids, both offensively and defensively. So keeping as things as similar as possible, and me just adding a couple of wrinkles in there, or my offense or defense coordinators add a couple of wrinkles in there, was what I wanted. I didn't want a wholesale change. No need for a wholesale change here. Wes did a tremendous job here. His his 4 years that he was here, and he moved on to a great job now. And he did a good job, I think, continuing the tradition of winning and the toughness it takes to win, and win championships, and which is really hard sometimes. And being 10-0 is hard. And each week it takes that 1-0 effort every time to get set and get your mind right and get ready prepare for big games like today.
Two good teams, a little bit different schematically of what they each do, but how do you feel after two contests?
You know what, we feel tested. You know, we definitely do. You know, we were able to get up on both teams kind of in that first half and really have a good end to our first half and a great beginning to our second halves, which we kind of needed in both games. And so it was good. You know, I thought we got tested with some speed from Marion Franklin. We definitely got some tests with some physicality through Clearfork. And, two different styles, but also, both those guys play really good defense. They both just challenged us on special teams too. So, it was awesome to get those two wins and lead up into this week where, both teams are 2-0.
Everyone likes to talk about offense, but defensively, you guys have caused turnovers. You've flipped the field a couple of times, and you mentioned physicality against Clearfork. It really seems like the defense is wearing off. You always hear about offenses wearing defenses down. It seems like the Aces' defense is wearing the offenses down.
Well, I think our kids from day one, even in our first real scrimmage versus Sheridan, I thought our kids came out and we didn't have to tell them about how to run the football and how to play with great effort. I thought they've developed that over the years of through junior high. We got a lot of great junior high coaches and through the Biddy program. But our kids just know how to go out there and play really fast and fearless and physical. That's kind of our brand of football that we want to play.
You've been blessed to have a quarterback who's been through the ringer last year. How much is that a benefit to have someone that's been through tough ball games, been in the playoffs, knows what it needs?
Yeah, he's a great, great person, great and a great student and also a student of the game too. I thought his ability to be more of a student of the game this year is vital. He's doing a great job of leading our team. He's also just he's one of our captains too, so the kids, that the player think a lot of him. And it's always good to have that game experience under your belt that you played for 12, 13 weeks last year and then had been a starter and played in all the games, started all the games and played most of the reps instead of just being the first year guy that he was last year. But he's really mature. He's going to do great things this year and after this year at his college. But he's really, been a great asset to us as a coaching staff to help get the offense going and help our younger guys out.
We mentioned physicality. When you play Johnstown, it's always physical. The trenches probably will decide this game, but they're scoring about 38 and they haven't given up a point yet. What impresses you about the Johnnies?
The Johnnies do a great job. They're fundamentally sound. You're right. They do love to run the ball and they're consistent at it too. And they have a couple, they get the line of scrimmage, really fast too. It kind of creates a defensive awareness that you got to have. But also, offensively, doing a good job, scoring, but also, like I said, on defense, you're right. They haven't given up a point yet. They play fast. They play downhill. They play with great technique. So it'll be a good test for both sides of the ball.
Outside of the usual things, any one or two key areas you think will be important for the matchup for you guys?
Yeah, I think, the big plays and limiting their big plays and us being able to create some big plays here. I think will be a big factor.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Back after this timeout here on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
And we are set for high school football here from Granville. The Blue Aces and the Johnnies. Granville won the toss and deferred to the second half, so Johnstown will get the football first, going right to left as we get started first quarter action. It is Military Appreciation Night here at Granville, and the Blue Aces have donned their camouflage jerseys this evening. Johnstown will be in their white with red helmets. Bodie Shope is ready to kick things off. And a good inter-county matchup, a crossover in the LCL between two unbeatens, the Johnnies and the Blue Aces, right here on Kate 98.7. Here's the kick. It is a line drive kick down the middle. Nada Owasu picks it up, and he has a great return across the 30-yard line. So the Johnnies will start there, first and 10 for this ball game.
Yep, rain's starting to lighten up a little bit here as kickoff started, but I'm sure, yeah, Johnnies will be wanting to run the football with that man who took it out, Owasu. He racked up 134 yards on 20 carries last week in the 39-0 victory.
Sam Marisek is the quarterback, throwing a little bit more this year. Not get crazy. It's still Johnstown football, but he can put it in the air. But, of course, on first down, they are going to run the football and get about 6 yards on first down. And it's Owosu all right away. He'll be the workhorse probably tonight, but you'll see several bats get multiple carries.
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination between Owosu and Landon Myers. Myers also had a 102-yard outing last week.
Second down and 4. And it's an inside handoff and getting about a yard shy of the first down. That was Myers. So third, and oh, actually they're going to give it to, no. Well, yeah, one person with a third. Now we have first down. So they're going to give it up to the 41-yard line. So giving four, first and 10. And officials stop play.
Yep. It's been a common theme this year, you know, officials stop and play, but that's a good start for the Giants. Looks like they are going to move the marker.
Now, see, that's
back.
Just messing with me.
Yeah.
That's just.
I think that's messing with everybody. They're going to say third and inches there.
Because it sure looked like he was short.
Yeah.
And we're off. Third and a short one here for the Johnnies on this opening possession here at Granville. They go in tight. And here's the handoff, and he is not going to make it. Owosu hit in the backfield. He'll lose a yard. So right off the bat, Coach Carter has a decision to make here, Garrett.
Yeah, that now all of a sudden that them moving the chains back really flipped the script here on the Giants. Those look like they're going to send out their punting unit, which probably agree with. It's just your first possession, first quarter of the game. You don't want to set up this Granville Blue Ace offense with a better field position than you need to, but kind of a disappointing first drive. You know, you pick up 9 yards on your first two carries and you end up going for a loss on trying to pick up the third down.
Huntley Paddock is the punter, and he gets off a good one inside the 20-yard line, and Granville will bring it up to the 25 where they'll have their first possession. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
So we are underway here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium with 10:26 remaining in this first quarter, scoreless after Johnstown went three and out. And here comes the Granville offense led by quarterback Beckett Long, All-Ohio last year as a junior, off to a very good start as well his senior campaign. He has it first and 10 at his 24-yard line in the gun, and he will give the handoff. Looked to be Theo Talbot, I believe, and he gets 1 yard. The rushing offense didn't do much last week.
Yeah, and for the most part, I'd say, yeah, this is kind of the Beckett Long show on offense. You know, he's a dual-threat guy. Last year, you know, 2,841 yards, 780 yards on the ground, 13 touchdowns on the ground for him, too, as well. So, I mean, I think the offense kind of lives and dies with Long's hands.
Quick drop fires and the catch made for minimal gain up to about the 29-yard line. Jack Yeager making the catch there.
Yeah, nice little pitch and catch. That's up third and medium, but, you know, I know it's a long season. Lots of other teams, Green Bay, to compete with. But, yeah, the rushing, it's too early, I think, to raise a red flag about their lack of rushing attack, but it is something you want to see this Blue Ace offense get established. Tonight actually could be a perfectly good opportunity against this Johnstown defense.
Third and five from the 29. Long in the gun, will roll. Looking for a man, fires, and the pass too far out of bounds. And a quick three and out by the Blue Aces.
Yep, good response by Johnstown on defense right there. They got forced three and out on offense, and they forced that Blue Ace offense to go three and out as well. So it looks like we're going to be in for a little bit of a grudge match here tonight.
So Granville gets to their 29, but on fourth and five, they will be in punt formation where it will be Bodie Schultz standing at his 16-yard line. Low snap, but he's able to handle it. And a good spiraling kick that will go out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. So second possession there for Johnstown. Take the game with you tonight with our free app. Download WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you're streaming the game on Kate 98.7. So both offenses a little slow to get started. Looks like the rain, I think, has
cleared up.
Stopped, so we should be good to go for the rest of the night.
Should be.
Should be.
Should be.
Ball will be marked just inside the 35-yard line for the Johnnies with their second possession. Marisak under center. Here's the handoff. And Owusu gets across the 35 up to about the 37-yard line. Give him three.
Yeah, and that's just going to be the common theme tonight. They're just going to keep running it until I think Granville really eventually sells out and forces them to try to throw the football.
So second down and seven for the Johnnies. And Marisak this time will throw. He's got pressure, flagged on the play. He is sacked back at the 35-yard line. And it is going to be a preliminary call of hold against the Johnnies. So you would be looking at third and 10 or second and long. We'll see what Coach Hinton decides to do here.
I think, I want to say it's holding and then also a face mask against Blue Aces. Maybe not. All right, just holding.
It looked like they might have grabbed it, but...
Yeah, I want to say it was very minimal contact around the face mask. So, yeah, they're just going to back up the Giants instead.
So they will take the penalty. Second down and 19 now for the Johnnies. Marisak will roll left, fires, and in and out of the hands of his attendant receiver. And I'm checking to see who that is. That was Landon Myers. So incomplete pass, and now it's third and 19.
Yeah, and these are the situations you absolutely want to try to avoid here if you're Johnstown. You know, third and long in a rush-heavy offense, so you know, you're not really prepared to convert in these third and long situations. And if you're Granville here, you know, I mean, you just got to try to keep everything in front of you here and try to force another three and out.
Marisak will keep it on a quarterback keep, and he will get across the 30, but will be way shy of a first down. So another punt opportunity here, and the Blue Aces should have pretty good field position.
Yeah, they should. Just a quarterback draw right there on third and long. Kind of playing it safe right there. Don't want to force an interception or a turnover or another sack in a situation like this. So, yeah, they're just showing lots of faith in that defense here.
Here's the snap and the kick away. And be fielded at the 36-yard line. And Yeager trying to make something happen, but nothing really there. maybe about a yard return or none, really. So I think they will start at the 36. Good coverage by the Johnnies.
Well, fortunate, yeah, that Granville wasn't set up with even better field position that time. So, yeah, Granville set up a little bit better than they were on their previous drive. We'll see what they do. I'm interested to see, too, how they maybe incorporate Kyle Kirby into this offense. Maybe just give him the ball to run a little bit here. You know, he's just such a big guy. You know, he's a guy to keep our eyes on for Granville on both on the offensive and the defensive sides of the football.
Kirby gets it done from a halfback position or linebacker position. He's always in making havoc. First and 10 Aces at their 36. Here's a handoff to Talbot. Big hole up the middle. Gets a first down and more, getting close to midfield and drives forward into Johnstown territory.
Yeah, that was a nice run up the middle that time by Talbot. Offensive line, nice push off the snap. Talbot found the hole, and they're able to pick up the first down of this game.
Right to midfield, so 14 yards there for Talbot, who had 31 yards last week in the win against the Colts. Had 31 of the team's 41 rushing yards. First and 10 here for Granville. Long. Here's the handoff to Talbot again up the middle. The line's doing a great job getting a good solid push and very close to another first down.
Yeah, once again, just like you said, line's getting a good kind of jump off the snap, getting a nice push initially for Talbot. Talbot's doing a good job of finding those holes and using that burst of speed to, you know, get through. And now it's setting up second down and one. So playbook is wide open. Could take a shot here with Long here.
At the Johnstown 41-yard line, it's second and short. Long, bobbled handoff. He is able to keep it and will just move forward and get the first down. And that's where that quarterback experience doesn't get flustered. Obviously, a bad handoff, but he just grabs it and gets the first down.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to happen right there. Unfortunate that one wasn't fumbled. But, yeah, Long, looks like it was probably a give to Talbot again on second down, but it was kind of bobbled on the exchange. Long got it back and just kind of just ran forward and picked up the first down.
6.5 to play in this first quarter. We are scoreless. Granville's second possession moving into Johnstown territory. 38-yard line to be exact. Long to throw. In pressure, and he will go down. Big loss. Back to the 44-yard line. 6 yards on that sack.
Yeah, that time was a play action, but by the time Long kind of pulled the ball out of his halfback's lap, the defensive line from the Johnnies was all over him, and nothing he could have done right there, really, besides just take the sack.
So that'll make it second down and 16 as the Johnnies defense comes up with a big play right there. Two wideouts to each side on this second and long. Beckett will go back, looking to set up a screen, but it is well covered. He's running for his life, and he gets drilled at midfield. Jacob Hockendale, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, an old school hit that time. Long lowered the shoulder, but he lowered it right back and met him. But yeah, once again, the defensive line getting pressure after Long almost immediately. It was kind of a play where Long looks to the left side of the field, does a pump fake. By the time he did the pump fake, the defensive line from the Giants was already all over him. So not enough time being bought for Long for these plays to develop.
Another 6 yard loss. It's back to midfield on this third down and 23. Long looking deep. He's got a man open, and it's in and out of the hands. I think that was Kyle on that play. It was. That was a great throw by Long, but it hit Kirby, I think just right maybe below the shoulder pads, falls incomplete, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, definitely a rare drop pass that time from the junior Kirby. Yeah, Long laid that one right on the money, and Johnny's get a fortunate break because if Kirby holds that one in, he's likely going for six. There's just one guy near him, and yeah, one broken tackle. He's going in for a touchdown.
Here's Shope's punt. Another beautiful kick. Let's see what happens. It'll bounce into the end zone. 4:51 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Back here at Granville, and we've had a couple of plays for the Johnnies after the punt, which went into the end zone, and they've gone for no gain, and now a sack of Marisak all the way inside to the 14-yard line. Garrett, we are seeing a defensive battle to start this up.
Yeah, defensive scrimmage from both of these teams, and yeah, the Johnnies go play action on that second down play and trying to catch Granville sleeping, but Granville's been pretty disciplined so far on the defensive side of the ball. Johnny's throwing it a lot more than advertised, but they have not caught Granville sleeping.
Third and 16, Marisak. And it screens it out to Owosu, but the aces are right there for little to no gain again. So all we're seeing is a lot of punting right now. However, the field position is slowly turning in Granville's favor.
Yeah. Johnstown lost yards on this drive. And, yeah, now they'll be punt from their own end zone. So the Blue Aces should be set up in Johnstown territory here unless they're able to get away a really good punt.
Noble Terabu and Jacob Culver are back deep for Granville, standing at their 47. Here's the snap. Good snap. And the kick is away. See what type of bounce it takes. Kind of middle of the road. Now it will go for Johnstown. Go inside the 42 down to about the 41-yard line. Not a bad kick at all from where he was.
Yeah, pretty solid punt. Took a solid bounce, too. So, yeah, Granville will be set up at their own 41-yard line here. So we saw them on their previous drive. We'll establish the running game with Talbot, picking up a couple first downs, but then first down sack kind of derailed everything. So I think the key is just stay ahead of the chains, stay ahead on schedule. Don't set yourself up, you know, second, third, and long. And that's kind of key for both of these teams going forward.
So Granville will start their third possession at their 41-yard line. First and 10. Long. Here's the handoff to Talbot again up the middle. And we'll get 4 yards up to the 45-yard line.
Yep, nice play right there on first down. Talbot spinning forward for a few extra yards. And I think that's just kind of what they need to stick with on this first drive. You know, you got pretty good field position. You're slowly creeping into midfield now. And because the offensive line seems to be doing really good when it comes to run block, but when it comes to pass protection, they seem to be struggling.
Second down and 6 from the Granville 45. Here's the pitch. Talbot looking to make something happen, and he does. Gets the first down as he spins across midfield into Johnny territory.
Yeah, Talbot's been looking good so far on these past couple plays. Yeah, once again, kind of just slipping forward, breaking a few tackles, and get some yards after contact, moving the chains once again for the Blue Aces.
So he already has unofficially 37 yards, 6 more than what he had all week against Clear Fork. Under 2 minutes in this first quarter, scoreless, Granville and Johnstown. Aces' second time they've been in Johnny's territory, this time at the 45. Long to throw, fires, catch made. That's Jacob. Nope, check that. That's Yeager. Jack Yeager makes the catch, gets inside the 40-yard line. And it looks like it is going to be a 10-yard pickup, enough for a first down.
Yeah, looks like a little quick little RPO that time. Long pulled it, found his receiver on the quick slant, picked up just enough for the first down. But yeah, they're kind of just chipping away at this Johnstown defense so far. This is their best drive they've put together so far here tonight.
37-yard line, first and 10, Granville. 1:15 remains in this opening stanza. Here's the pitch to Talbot. Again, pretty good hole. Gets inside the 35-yard line. Mark it at the 34. So second down and 6.
Yeah, Talbot's been the man so far here, and it's good. Every first down play they're picking up, you know, 4 or 5 yards. It's keeping you ahead of schedule. You're opening up the playbook here on second down. You could try to take a shot here. You know, personally, with how the pass protection's been, I wouldn't really risk anything, deep dropbacks for long here.
Here's the handoff to Kirby, and he is met in the backfield. Nice play there by Johnstown, and it's going to bring up third and long with under 30 seconds to go. We'll see if Granville decides to try to get one more play in here before the break. But it's a big one because you're back now to third and 10.
Yeah, they knew that handoff was coming to Kirby that time. The offensive line unable to stop Johnstown defense from, you know, breaking through. And, yeah, Kirby, really nothing he really could have done right there in that second down play. As soon as he got the handoff, he was dropped.
So that will end the first quarter. We'll come back with a third and 10, scoreless. Johnstown and Granville in the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from myenergycoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use. Online or on the app, the latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the second quarter here at Granville. The Blue Aces and Johnnies tied 0-0. Third and 10 for Granville at Johnstown's 37-yard line. Beckett Long to throw. He's got pressure, ball tipped up in the air, and it will fall to the turf, incomplete.
Yeah, it looks like he did have a receiver open coming out of the flat here, and it would have been close if he was going to be able to pick up the first down. But once again, that Johnstown defensive line, active hands, tipping that ball, and Long fortunate that one did fall incomplete. But offense looks like they're staying out there on third down.
So a 4th and 10 from Johnstown's 37, and the Aces are going to go for it with trips here to the near side. Talbot with Beckett in the backfield. Pressure. He looks, fires, catch made, and a big first down right there for Jacob Culver, getting inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that time the offensive line gave Long all the time that he needed. Really good pass protection. Then you see what happens when you're able to give this guy some pass protection. His receiver is able to get open. He's able to, you know, go through his reads and make a nice, accurate throw right there on fourth down.
So first and 10 now for Granville at the 26-yard line of Johnstown. Long gets the snap. He's going to roll out. Looking, fires. He's got a man open in the end zone. It is a touchdown for the Blue Aces. Noble Terabu gets the touchdown from 26 yards out, and the Aces crack the scoreboard first, 6-0 with 11:46 second quarter.
Yeah, it looks like Johnstown just lost track of Terabu that time. He was sitting in the end zone for a couple seconds there, wide open. Long actually kind of finds him a little late. He had to just kind of camp out there and wait for the pass to reach him. But once again, good job by that Granville offensive line. Find time for Long. Able to find the open receiver in the end zone.
Schopes looking to add the extra point. Snap down, kick on the way, and it is good. 7-0 Granville with 11:46 remaining second quarter. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 2539.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Back at Granville, and a huge kickoff return by Johnstown. And once again, Owusu gets it done, and they will have great field position after Granville got on the scoreboard first. 8 plays, 59 yards, capped off by the 26-yard touchdown pass from Beckett Long to Noble Terriboo, and it's 7-0 Granville. But Johnstown gets a huge opportunity right here with that kickoff return.
Yeah, really good field position. This is where Granville was set up exactly at their own 41-yard line on their previous touchdown drive. The Giants just need to figure out a way to move the football, though. They have yet to pick up a first down in this one. And whether it be running, whether it be throwing, they need to try to figure out something sooner rather than later.
I've got them with 10 total yards so far. Inside handoff, that's Myers. And he will push the pile forward for a couple of yards, but those were very hard-earned yards.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's no secret Johnstown was going to come in trying to establish the line of scrimmage, trying to run the football on offense. And, you know, not just this year, but the past couple of years we've been watching Granville. It is hard to run the football on this defense, and we're seeing, you know, the defense as advertised here. So we'll maybe see, I mean, we'll see what the Giants elect to do here, but you're going to have to, I think, throw in some wrinkles.
Well, here's one of the wrinkles, Owusu, and he will get very close to the first down, getting up to midfield. Very shifty running back. And here's a huge third and short that the Johnnies really have to convert.
Yeah, another third and out here would be killer for Johnstown. They're already 0-3. On the night, and you're just 1 yard away. You need to figure out a way to pick up this 1 yard. Last time it was third and one, though. Granville came in. They were able to drop the ball carrier for a loss.
Third and one. Marisek will hand it off to Myers. He will get the first down as he plows forward into Granville territory. And the first for the Johnnies tonight.
Yeah, nothing fancy. Just gave it to their big fullback that time, and just want to go out there, pick up this 1 yard for us, and that's what he did. So Johnny's keep the chains moving here, and they're trying to see if they can answer.
So they've picked up 11 yards on this drive already, one more yard than what they had in their previous three possessions. At Granville's 47, Marisek, here's an inside handoff and some good running room, getting the first down and more at the 35, almost down to the 20-yard line. That's Jacob Hockendale, and a huge inside trap handoff, and he has got the Johnnies right at the doorstep of the red zone.
Yeah, that sounds kind of a misdirection handoff. It was kind of like a fake handoff, but not play-action handoff, I want to say. But that was kind of fooled that Granville defense initially. And, yeah, biggest play so far tonight for Johnstown.
First and 10 from the Blue Aces 20. Owusu gets inside the 20 for a couple of yards.
Yeah, and if you're Johnstown, you need to figure out a way to end this drive with touchdown. Set them for 3 points here would be killer. You don't get many opportunities inside the red zone against this Blue Aces defense, so each opportunity you need to try to put 6 points on the scoreboard.
Second down and 8 from the 18-yard line. Marisek under center. Here's the inside handoff to Myers, breaks a tackle. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and gets very close to the end zone. They're going to say he crossed it, and it is a touchdown for the Johnnies. Landon Myers, 18 yards to the house, and the Johnnies respond right away to Granville's score and a point away from tying it up.
Yeah, they ran right down the field, and it was all set up by that really good kickoff return by Owusu, and then him and Myers, the 1-2 punch, they just kind of ran it right down Granville's throat that time. Great response by the Johnnies.
And it looks like Johnstown may have to call a timeout. They didn't have enough players for the extra point, so 59-yard drive by Granville. How about a 59-yard drive by Johnstown on 6 plays, all on the ground? And Landon Myers with an 18-yard touchdown run to close the gap to 7-6 with 9:38 remaining in the second quarter. After tonight's game, don't forget the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, giving you all the scores from around the county and around the region. That is the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, 9 to 11 tonight on our sister station, T100. So, tell you what, I'm really impressed by that response, and they just mowed it right down the field, Garrett.
Yeah, and they're just sticking with what they know they're good at, is running the football. On the previous couple drives, they tried mixing in the pass, which isn't really characteristic of Johnstown. I get it, you're trying to keep Granville on their toes, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And I think for Johnstown, just you don't need to overthink it. Run the football, right? Make Granville stop you running the football.
And they have changed their mind. It looks like they are going to be going for 2. Marisek under gun, but I think that's going to be an illegal substitution, maybe? Or did somebody call a timeout? So Johnstown calls back-to-back timeouts. Oh. I'm sure that's not what Coach Carter was looking to do, but they were lining up to go for 2 there. Of course, 2 longtime coaches in Ohio high school football in this matchup tonight. Mike Carter, 23 years at Johnstown, has had 250 games and has won 169 of them. So the success has been long and very prosperous over his 23 years. A couple of down years the last 2 seasons, but he has regrouped with this ball club looking very good. And Heath Hinton, his first year at Granville, but he's been 17 years as a head coach within the Buckeye State at Zane Trace, Wellston, Circleville, and Marion Harding, and has got his ball club off to a 2-0 start in his first season here. So after consecutive timeouts, we'll see what the Johnnies decide to do here, if they go for 1 or go for 2. And it looks like it will be 2. Marisek hands it off. Myers, I don't think he made it, and the referee agrees. He tried to plow in along the left side, but the Blue Aces front wall stops him. So we remain at 7-6 with 9:38 to go in the second quarter. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, it's an interesting call. I think if you didn't have to burn the 2 timeouts, you just went right after you scored the touchdown, I would have agreed with it. But having to burn the 2 timeouts, you kind of kill the momentum, and then you knew Granville was ready for it because you were set up
right
for going for 2. So you kind of, I think that last timeout probably benefited Granville more so than the Johnnies, just getting them ready for the 2-point conversion. You're going to have to score no matter what here. If you're Johnstown, you're going to have to score multiple more times here. We'll see. I'm sure that 2-point conversion being failed may come into play here. But, I would have liked it if, maybe after that second timeout, obviously your guys weren't clicking. Maybe just send the special teams unit out there and kick the PAT.
In any event, Granville holds on to the slim 1-point lead at 7-6 as the Johnnies get ready to kick things off here. Liam Deering will be the man to tow it away. And back deep for Granville, standing at about their 20-yard line. They're looking for a short kick, Caribou and Culver. And Deering will get it away, and it will go right about the 22-yard line. And picking it up, and now a good return all across the 38-yard line. I think we talk every year about special teams and what we're seeing. There isn't a lot of more emphasis put on them as you have a short amount of time for practices and stuff. And we're seeing plays like this almost every year where if even on pooch kicks, these teams are getting great field position.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, special teams is, I feel like, yeah, a really underrated part of the game, especially in high school football. It seems like we see at least two, three, four kickoff return for a touchdown each year. And, you know, and even if it doesn't go back for a touchdown, just setting up your offense with really good field position in these tough games when you're going against, you know, elite defenses helps you out a lot.
So Granville will start at their 40, leading 7-6. Lawn will keep it, eludes one man in the backfield, and does a great job just to get positive yardage because he was set to have a 5-yard loss, but used his strength and was able to get 2 yards on that pickup.
Yeah, kind of a broken play. Looked like a read option. Either decision Long made, it was, play wasn't going to turn out for great yardage, but yeah, fortunate. Looked like he was going to be dropped for about a 4 or 5 yard loss there. Instead, turns into a 2-yard gain, so you're able to stay on schedule a little bit.
Second down and 8 from the Blue Aces 42. Long to throw. Looks over the middle and incomplete. Threw it in a zone where it kind of was up for grabs for anybody at that point.
Yeah, maybe a little miscommunication between Long and his receiver that time. Like you said, kind of fell into no man's land. No Blue Aces receiver kind of in the vicinity of that ball. So another big third down coming up for Granville. Granville actually still searching for their first third down conversion here tonight at 0 for 3.
They do have the one fourth down conversion, yeah. But yes, unable to convert on third down so far. Let's see what they do here on third and 8. Long, here's the pass out to Talbot. 40, 45, puts his head down, and we'll see where they mark. It should be right near the sticks. Referee is looking. He's got fourth down listed up.
In the inches.
Fourth and inches. I would assume they'll go for here.
Yeah, this is a...
Boy, that's right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's basically at the marker. You're about a football lengths away here, so probably just see a run up the gut or a stoppage in play before
yes.
We do. That's what we'll see. So.
I think it was to see if everyone could blow their whistle. And now they're...
The clock issue, maybe? That's what I think.
So they're going to say he got out of bounds. 9:04 is showing on the clock. Coach Hinton talking to the side judge.
And yeah, I mean, this stoppage in play doesn't seem like a big deal, but I feel like it kind of is here for Granville. They want to hurry up and just go, right? Pick up this, you know, fourth and short. But instead, we're going to be resetting the clock here and kind of halting everything going on here.
They want to go to 9:13. I think you're right, though. I think it benefits Johnstown. All right, so we're set at 9:13. Fourth, they officially say half a yard, but it's shorter than that. At the Granville, their side of the 50, in between the 49 and the 50. Fourth and short, Long under center. He will keep it, and he will get the first down. Good solid push right there, and the Aces convert on their second fourth down of the night to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, it's a classic little QB sneak right there. Didn't even need the tush push that time, so Long picking it up, and yeah. Rolling the dice there on fourth down. I agree with the call, though. You only need a half yard, and you're at midfield, so In the case, unlikely case that you don't pick it up, Johnstown is still set with good field position, but not insanely good field position.
So it will be now at the Johnny 49-yard line. Here comes a blitz. Long is able to escape. Now he should have a man open, and he fires deep and a little bit over the intended receiver, Jacob Culver. That was a well-timed blitz, but Long did a great job to get away.
Yeah, about as perfect as you can get that time from the linebacker that time on Johnstown, and it kind of threw everything off on that play, so it'll be for second down 10. But for the most part, whenever Long has decided to drop back and pass, Johnstown has done a good job of applying pressure to him.
Last week, the passing game was in full effect, and the running game was shut down, and it seems like Johnstown has decided we're going to take away the air attack so far. Second and 10, Long to throw, fires, and boy, that was a dangerous pass as he led Joey Cousins a little bit too much, and it went into the arms of a Johnstown defender.
Yeah.
And that could have been disastrous for Granville and a huge play for the Johnnies D.
Yeah, it looks like a wide receiver screen that time, and Long just inaccurate pass. And, yeah, like you said, fortunate that that one just simply fell incomplete.
So it's third and 10. Long will roll to his right. He's got pressure, fires on the run, and the pass is too far as he led Culver a little bit too much. So after they pick up the fourth down conversion, now they'll probably punt it away on fourth and 10. And that was three straight incompletions there by Beckett.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, Beckett Long, great quarterback, and you have tons of trust in him, but so far, it seemed like what was working on that previous touchdown drive is just giving it to Theo Talbot up the middle, letting your line, you know, get nice holes for him, and you did not see any rushes from Talbot on that pass drive.
And the punt by Shopes will go into the end zone for a touchback, so Johnstown will take over. First and 10 at their 20. 8:28 remains in this second quarter, and Granville leading Johnstown by a score of 7-6. Kind of a surprise at Whitefield. Zanesville leads Newark 7-0. First point scored this year by the Blue Devils. Don't look ahead, Garrett. Don't look ahead.
We were. We love to look ahead. Hopefully, Newark wasn't either. There's still plenty of time left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And here's the handoff to Owusu, and he will get a tough 3 yards there on first and 10.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the approach of Johnny Stake here on this offensive possession. I think they should just, you know, stick with it. You know, give it off here on second down. If third down comes up, another running play. Just throw in those wrinkles a little bit, you know, the misdirection, the counters, the options, whatever you want to do. Just keep the ball on the ground, though. That's what's been working for you.
Here's Myers. He will get to the line of scrimmage and maybe squirm forward for a yard. So here's your third and 7. And by my calculation so far, Johnstown has thrown it twice, one incomplete and one for no gain. So here's third. They're going to give him about a yard. So third and 5 at the 25. Marisek under center. He will throw. Pretty good protection. Fires. The ball is tipped around and almost incomplete. But there is a flag on the play that they're going to call pass interference, but the ball was tipped, so I think they're going to pick it up. Good job by the officials right there.
Yeah, even if I didn't see a lot of contact on that anyways, maybe he's saying he hit him early. But, yeah, the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, so original pass interference is going to be waved off. So good job by the Blue Aces that time. And Johnstown will go 3-and-out, and Blue Aces will get the ball right back here and probably some pretty decent field position.
7:25 remains second quarter. It's 7-6. Granville leads Johnstown. Granville has won the last 6 in this meeting between these two schools after Johnstown had won 4 in a row. Here's the kick. Good high kick. Be fielded at the 38 by Terrible, and he will get across the 40 for Granville, and they'll mark it at about the 44. So the Blue Aces have had pretty good field position, something we've really not seen the last few years, them just kind of being stagnant on offense. I'll have to go back and look, but I want to say probably the Clear Fork game from a couple of years ago would be the lowest amount of points that we've seen them over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, they've been having a hard time throwing the football. That's been the primary reason. Johnstown's done a good job. Just their entire defense. They've been putting good pressure on Long. And also, their secondary has done a good job of locking up all these receivers. To me, I mean, if I'm Granville here, I just go back to what worked on that touchdown drive. Give it off to Talbot here, try to, you know, reestablish that line of scrimmage.
He will get the handoff across midfield. 45, couple good moves up to the 40-yard line of Johnstown. Good, solid pickup of 15 yards. And the Wildcats wasting no time. Drayson Peterson, what did you just talk about with kickoff returns?
Yep.
How about 88 yards for the Cats to tie that ball game up?
Well, there you go, special team.
It is a huge factor, huge factor. So is Theo Talbot. When he's got a big hole like that, he picks up 15 to Granville's, now driving at the Johnny 40-yard line, first and 10. Talbot gets the handoff, gets inside the 40 to about the 36.
It looks like ball may have came out.
Ball carry for the Blue Aces, the block, Theo Talbot.
But it looks like Granville will keep it. So 3 yards on that first down pickup. Second down and 7. And official stop play. Talbot might have got dinged up a little bit there. He comes to the sideline, but it looks like he's okay. And we'll start it back up. Second down and 8 from the 38 of Johnstown. 6:14 remains second quarter. 7-6, Granville leads it. Beckett Long in the gun. Here's the handoff. Not much running room there. Caden Rosendahl, who I believe his dad was on the
tailgate
with Wild Wally earlier today. Yeah. And his quiet brother, who does not cheer in the stands.
Yeah, didn't hear him cheering on that play. But bringing it up another third and long here for Granville, and probably in four down territory based on where they're at in the field.
Third and 7. Long to throw. He is looking deep. He's got a man open. And what a catch! And it's a house call for the Blue Aces. Another touchdown for Noble Terrible, his second of the evening. That from 37 yards out. Good pitch and catch right there for Granville.
And it seems like Terrible, at least in this game, has been the deep threat that Rosso was kind of last year for Long. He picked up his second touchdown reception in this one. Yeah, just kind of a long, deep post route. You know, Terrible beat his man, did man-to-man coverage, beat his man, and Long found him a little underthrown, but Terrible came back to it, made a great catch, broke the tackle, and was able to walk into the end zone.
Extra point attempt on the way, and it is good. 5:28 remains, 14-6, Granville leads it. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Brian Hayes and Garrett Wanda. As Granville goes four plays, 55 yards, capped off by the 37-yard touchdown pass from Beckett Lawn, his second of the night, to Noble Terriboo, his second catch of the night. And you brought up a great point. He went after that ball because it could have been either his or the defender's, and he went and grabbed it.
Yeah, a little bit underthrown, but yeah. I think there's just the benefit of Terriboo beating his defender so bad, he was just backless to the ball. He just didn't know where the ball was at, so he was able to play the ball in the air beautifully.
Johnstown first and 10 at their 26. Owusu back to the line of scrimmage, and then we'll able to move forward for a yard.
Yeah, it seems like Blue Aces, that defense is able to recover nicely off that touchdown drive that Johnstown had a few possessions ago. And if you're the Johnnies here, you're desperately searching for one of those big runs here.
Marisek will roll out, look, fire, first catch of the night, and getting close to the first down for Johnstown. We may have a flag on the play, too. Could be roughing the passer.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is, and especially by... or maybe it's against Johnstown? It looks like maybe holding.
Well, they're going back.
Or some sort of personal foul, block below the waist or something by the Johnnies. Yeah, Coach Hinton was flying down the sideline,
yep,
screaming at the officials, so that's what he was talking to him about.
So it was a block below the waist, and that's a huge... A huge loss there for Johnstown. And now Garrett trying to get on fans here with our banner.
We lost the banner.
So Marisek will throw on second and long, fires, and the pass knocked away at the very last minute, falls incomplete. So, again, boy, you just talk about penalties, but you had at least third and short,
right,
on that pass, if not first and 10. And now it's third and the proverbial country mile. Haven't brought it out yet this year.
No,
it's about time.
It is. It's long overdue, and it is.
And it's longer than the mile.
Nah.
Yo, look where they're at. That's longer than the... It's got to be a country mile.
What, 3rd and 26?
Yeah, that's... When you're over 20, it's a country mile.
Oh, country mile, country mile.
Yes. And pretty good run that time. Getting back to the original line of scrimmage was Marisek on the quarterback keep, but still 4th and long and plenty of time for the Granville offense here.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that made it 3rd down. Or I have it as 4th. Okay.
Yeah, it's 4th.
Scoreboard doesn't update it yet. So it will be 4th down. So Blue Ace has an opportunity to expand on this lead. It had been a close ball game, 7-6, but a touchdown pass by Beckett Lawn for the second time tonight to Terriboo, and now they have a chance to probably have good field position once again. Here's the snap, kick on the way, and it will bounce and take a Johnstown bounce and roll inside the 35-yard line to about the 33. Granville has all 3 timeouts left, and Johnstown down to 1.
Yeah, you got the perfect scenario here for Granville. They get the ball, too, to start the 3rd quarter, so any type of points here would be huge. Field goal, make it a 2-possession game even. You got plenty of time. I mean, like you said, all 3 timeouts. You don't have to, you know, only pass the ball. You can run your 4-minute offense here, which I think it's important. You don't just want to go out there, you know, throw it all 3 downs. You know, giving it to Talbot has been really successful so far tonight. I would elect to keep doing that, because after you're able to pick up a few successful runs, it kind of, you know, softens that defense up, and it makes it easier for Long to find his receivers open.
Here's the fake handoff. Long looked, and he's got his man Yeager across the 40, 45 midfield into Johnstown territory, and a huge pickup on first down. Short little pass, but Yeager makes it happen, and here come the Blue Aces.
Yeah, this is more of what we're used to from this Granville offense, that high flying, you know, drive down the field in a minute and score type of offense.
So looking at a 17-yard pickup there, and it will be at the Johnstown 45, and we have to reset the clock once again.
Yep.
And I can see Coach Hinton talking to one of the officials. Not necessarily it's their fault, but when you have these stops, it just kills offensive rhythm.
Right, yeah, because you're trying to hurry up. It's a classic hurry-up offense, you know. You're basically playing with momentum here, and then, yeah, you're having to stop even just 30 seconds between plays. Can kill it.
At Johnstown's 45, here's Talbot. Good move, 40, 35, 30, down the left sideline, and a huge pickup again for the Blue Aces. Yeah, I need to see him get the ball some more.
Yeah, he looked really good right there. Nice little juke move, and really thanks to that move, he was able to pick up an additional 10, 15 yards.
Overall, he gets 20 on that pickup to Johnstown's 25, and it's first and 10 there for the Blue Aces. At the 3-minute mark, second quarter, 14-6, Granville leads this matchup in a battle of unbeatens. And a crossover game here in the LCL. And good handoff inside the 20. And again, very close to another first down.
Yeah, and here, I mean, they drove down Greenville's drove down the field so fast, you can't kind of pump on the brakes a little bit here. You know, bleed some of this clock. So when you do have to give the football back to Johnstown, they don't have really much time to do with it. And also Johnstown down to just one timeout and, you know, not a very high-flying offense. So they're not really equipped to drive down the field, you know, in less than 2 minutes.
Second and two at the 17. Long to throw. He's going for the fade in the end zone. And good coverage by Johnstown's defensive secondary right there. Really a good battle for the ball. It does fall incomplete. Looking for Kyle Kirby again. That hasn't worked yet, but that was good coverage by the Johnnies.
Yeah, right on him. And, I mean, yeah, there's just nothing really long or Kirby really could have done. The ball was right on Kirby, but the defender was all over him, so nothing they really could have done. Just good defense that time by the Johnnies. And they force another third down. See if Granville still searching for the first third down conversion.
That was Jacob Hockendale, who's laid a couple of hits on coverage that time. Here's the handoff, and Talbot, I think they're going to say fourth down.
Yep.
Got a yard, needed two.
Still short, and I mean, I would run this all the way down and call a timeout. That's probably the right move here. Because I'm still thinking kind of what you want to do. I'd say you probably do go for it, though, in this situation. Just 1 yard.
Fourth and one. They will go for it. Long trying to draw them off. And, boy, that has worked time and time again, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And they get the offside against Johnstown. It'll be a first and 10. Wow.
That's the, I guess, technically, yeah, third, fourth down conversion that Granville's they've been able to convert just in this first half. But yeah, I mean, well, it's because, you know, you got to be extremely disciplined on the defensive side of the ball, because you know a run's coming and all those guys on the defensive line are just waiting to be shot out of a cannon.
Long looking in the end zone, fires, and it's a house call for the Blue Aces. Beckett Long with his third touchdown pass. And how about the third one to Terabu? Boy, they are connecting big time tonight.
Yeah, we've been kind of thinking, who's going to replace Dante Brasso? Who's going to kind of, you know, step up and be that number one receiver? Well, tonight, it's Noble Terabu. Yeah, three receptions, three touchdowns just in the first half for the Blue Aces. And him and Long have been, I mean, when it comes to the red zone, they have just been money.
Chopes for the extra point on the way. and he got it. So a minute 23 remains. Granville exploding in this second half. Now leads by a score of 21-6 with a minute 23 remaining. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
67-yard drive in just six plays that time for Granville, and the Lawn Terrible connection continues to work very well as the Blue Aces have extended their lead to 21-6. Now, you got a minute 23 left. I'm thinking Johnstown just wants to get to the locker room, depending on what happened here on the kickoff. But with Granville with those multiple timeouts, you better be careful here.
Exactly. That's why I would say you don't even really mess around on first down. And like you said, depending on what happens on the kick return, I think Johnstown, best thing to happen for them is just get to the locker room. But for Granville, I would be fine, too, as Granville, not even burning your timeout trying to get the ball back. Because sometimes when you do call timeouts on the defense side of the ball, trying to get the ball back before the half, I feel like that kind of ignites the other team's offense and can backfire more times than not. Because they were like, all right, we're just going to go to the locker room. And then they call timeouts. It kind of, like I said, ignites the opposing team's offense. And then usually I feel like backfires.
Our next Friday football game of the week will be at Randy Boffman Stadium. Next Friday, the Licking Valley Panthers entertain the Heath Bulldogs, both of them coming into 1-1 on the season. Pregame at 6:45, kickoff 7 p.m. next Friday night at Licking Valley. Panthers and the Dogs right here on Kate 98.7. Well, on first and 10, Owusu gets a little bit more than 10 yards, and it should be enough for a first down. And I think Granville called a timeout. They did not, because they want to set the game clock once again. That has been the most consistent thing in the first three games of this season.
Yeah, there's been, I'd say, around five stops per half. Pretty accurate.
I'm sure not taking the under on
set
that.
Set the line at about 4.5.
For, not taking the
officials
under.
Timeouts per half so far this season, yeah. They've been battling it out with every clock operator that we've been to so far. It was,
yep.
Newark, week one, Heath, and now we're going to taste the Granville, so.
So, looks like a minute 17 is what's left, and then the clock should start up after the first down pickup. That's a big play there for Johnstown.
Yeah.
Marisek under center. He'll give it off to Owusu again, and he will get to the 35. Doesn't look like Granville will use a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, I think both these teams probably just be satisfied heading to the locker room the way things are. Johnstown may just hurry it up here, see what they can pick up on second down, but then
Marisek looking to throw. Fires, and a catch made. I think that might have surprised a few people here, including myself.
Yeah.
But it is complete. And they're trying to hurry up. That's Tyler Poulton who made the catch. Down to 38 seconds. Marisek now again will roll out. Scrambling, in trouble. Might be a face mask, and it is. He sacked back to the 40, but you're going to have a face mask infraction here.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it's incidental or the big enchilada, because if it is,
it's the enchilada, I think.
I think you're probably right. And that's going to put them into Granville territory.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it's tough, and you're looking back on that extra point, right? If you had all three of your timeouts now, you're down to 30 seconds, you could be in business, but being down to just one timeout would be tough.
Yeah, they used two timeouts on the extra point attempt where they ended up going for two and not able to get it. So now they're at the Granville 48 with 30 seconds to go. So just when you thought we'll just go to the break, Johnstown trying to make some noise right before half. Marisak will keep it. He is hit hard and back to midfield and nothing doing. And now we've got another flag comes in. Kyle Kirby on the stop. No surprise there. Now we'll see what this flag is about. Officials are talking right at midfield. And we're waiting for the preliminary signal. And another face mask penalty against Granville.
Yikes.
So that is two back-to-back personal fouls that is beyond helping this Johnstown drive. They will now mark it at the 33-yard line. 23 seconds remain. 21-6. Granville leads it here before halftime. Clock will start. Marisak in the gun, looking to throw, scrambling, and he will get hard back to the 34-yard line. Johnstown will have to use their final timeout with 13 seconds to go. Kirby once again. And Johnstown uses their final timeout.
Yeah, just 13 seconds here, and even when they are, you know, there appears to be dropping back and throwing, it's just really just a quarterback draw type of play. But yeah, Granville, who was playing flawlessly penalty-wise up until this drive, yeah, two out of characteristic personal foul face mask penalties, which have really given life to this Johnstown team. For an opportunity here to put some points on the board before half. But even still, 13 seconds, no timeouts. I'm not sure how good or how confident Johnstown is in their field goal units, but still going to be a very long field goal from where they're at. And I don't see a path here for Johnstown to put points on the board unless they somehow get it in the end zone here.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I may just fire two shots in the end zone. What do you got to lose?
Right.
Well, final timeout for the Johnnies. They come back onto the field. Second and 10 from the 33-yard line. 13 seconds remain before half. Granville 21, Johnny 6. Marisak to throw. Pressure again. He's got to get rid of it. He will try to get out of bounds, but he did not. Clock will roll, and that will conclude this first half. So good upfront pressure by Granville after a couple of ill-advised face mask penalties. The front wall steps up, gets a sack, and then forces Marisak to stay in bounds. So we come to halftime, and the Blue Aces have a 15-point lead over the Johnnies, 21-6. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Leuchart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Leuchart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at LeuchartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Keith is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
Looking for a new pharmacy? The Knox Community Hospital Outpatient Pharmacy makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Our friendly community pharmacy is open to the public, and most prescriptions are ready within 24 hours. Accepting most insurances, KCH Outpatient Pharmacy is the only accredited specialty pharmacy in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 9 to 4. Call 740-326-3485 or go to kch.org.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
We are at halftime at Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville. Blue Aces leading the Johnnies by a score of 21-6 as the Johnstown Band performing here at halftime. It was a real defensive slugfest for a majority of the first quarter, and then Granville was able to get something going, and it was capped off by a 26-yard touchdown pass from Beckett Lawn to Noble Terriboo. Point after good, 7-0. Granville led it, but the Johnnies came right back on their next possession. They also went 59 yards. Landon Myers capped it off with an 18-yard touchdown scamper. Then a couple of timeouts, the Johnnies decided to go for two. They fell short, and it was 7-6. After that, the Granville defense was able to get it done, and a couple more touchdown passes. The Noble Terriboo and Beckett Long connection of 37 and 11 yards out gave the Blue Aces the 21-6 halftime lead. So Johnnies were right there with it, and then Granville just finding a way to expand, but again, I think led by their defense.
Yeah, their defense, I mean, both these defenses have played really, really well so far here tonight. I think, yeah, just Johnstown's inconsistency, I think, on offense to keep Granville's offense off the field is what really came back to bite them in that second quarter. The one drive that the Giants were able to get a touchdown on was set by some big running plays and also great field position off the kickoff return. But other than that, it's been really tough. I mean, that drive right before halftime was good, but it was mainly set up just by the two personal fouls that Granville occurred. We have seen them throw the ball a decent amount, probably more than I expected in that first half, but it just hasn't really been too effective. It's 21-6 here at halftime. Granville does get the ball to start the second half, and I think depending on how that opening drive goes for Granville will decide or will determine how the Johnnies are going to play the rest of this one offensively. Because if Granville goes down and scores another touchdown, you got really no choice. You're going to have to start airing it out if you're Johnstown. But if it's still 21-6, you're able to get the ball back, I think you can still run the football and, you know, stick with what works. But for Granville on offense, at first they were having a real hard time throwing the football, but they settled in that second quarter. You know, Terriboo, he's been outstanding, but for me, I think it's still the key is really run the football with Talbot, because when this offense was struggling in that first quarter especially and nothing was going, Talbot was the only one that was keeping the gears churning for that offense, you know, getting those first down runs and driving down the field up the middle. So I think just keep a nice balance if you're Granville. You don't need to, you know, turn one way or the other here in the second half. Do what's been working. Keep giving it to Talbot and then keep airing it out when you see the defense give you the right opportunity.
Well, and I also think Granville still may be searching for different types of weapons, because we've seen that over the years too, because it really had been Culver and Yeager doing a lot of the catching, and Terriboo, they found an opening, yep, and they've taken full advantage of it, and that's what this program has done over the last few years. They look for the advantages, and then they just exploit them, and that's why we saw a 7-6 game all of a sudden become 21-6.
Right, yeah, and we said, you know, there's tons of expectations and stuff. Lots of players back for this Granville team. Someone, you know, that we really haven't really touched on a lot, someone that they lost him last year, is Dante Barrasso, who was just outstanding for him last year. He was just kind of the bailout, the deep threat, whenever long. It seemed like whenever Granville needed a touchdown or a big play, they just throw it up to Barrasso. And he would get it. You know, 74 receptions and 13 touchdowns last year. That's hard to replace. But I think, you know, they're on their way here. The season's so early. Obviously, Cherubu kind of having his breakout performance here tonight against Johnstown. I also think that Talbot has been very, very big running the football, and then they can use him, you know, getting the ball out of the backfield too. But what's also been impressive is, you know, Kyle Kirby, obviously big storyline for this, this Granville team. You know, he's going to be a big-time prospect throughout this season and his senior season. We haven't really called his name all that much, especially on the offensive side of the ball. He's done his thing on defense, but haven't seen him too much on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we'll see. There's still plenty of game, plenty of season left to get him involved, but I think that just shows testament just how good this Granville team is, you know. And they aren't just one player, right? And you can't just be one player to, you know, have a chance, you know, run the regular season, make a, you know, go undefeated and try to make another deep postseason run.
Halftime score, Granville leads Johnstown 21-6. Our halftime now continues with Skip Mozich tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association tonight in high school football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in high school football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight in high school football's halftime report. This evening, we'll talk some high school football with the pride of St. Henry, Jim Lachey. Jim will join us next on the Ohio News Network.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
This is tonight in high school football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. We're joined this evening by former OSU All-American offensive lineman, NFL All-Pro Jim Lachey, the pride of St. Henry High School. And, you know, Jim, we've talked about this before, but kids just seem to be bigger today. I mean, going back to your high school days, was there anyone bigger than you, either at St. Henry or any of the other MAC schools that you'd square off against?
No, I don't think so. I think going back to seventh grade, when my first year in football, I was always the biggest guy in the field. Eighth grade, freshman year, all the way throughout high school, which is nice. It's a good feeling when you're one of the bigger guys. Now, there might have been a few guys that weighed a little bit more than me, But at 6'6", you know, probably 235 pounds, you know, I was one of the bigger guys, you know, in high school. And then when I came to Ohio State, I got up to 264. And by the time I graduated, it was 284. So, I mean, yeah, it was now, certainly when I got to Ohio State, that wasn't the case anymore. But in high school, no, I was one of the bigger guys, and that was a pretty good feeling.
We know how dominant you were on the offensive line. Did you play defense in high school?
Yeah, I did. I did. I played defensive end, and then towards the end of my career, I started playing middle linebacker. And the reason was is because if I was on one side of the defense, they'd run the other way. So the best way the coach thought to put me there was to play right in the middle of the field and just, you know, chase things, run it down, and, you know, play a little linebacker. But I didn't really listen too much to what the defense was called. I would just see ball, go get ball. And sometimes that made my defensive coaches mad that I wouldn't kind of play in the scheme. But, you know, I thought I knew better sometimes, and then would just go ahead and chase the football wherever it went, all over the field, and, you know, try to tip pass and stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of guys, you know, you end up going both ways, especially at the smaller schools. You know, at that time, we were Class A. There were three divisions, A, AA, AAA. So it probably would have been like a Division VII now in today's football.
Well, Jim, with the length of these seasons, it's getting tougher for kids to play multiple sports in high school. And while it is tough to do, I mean, you played three sports in high school. What message would you give to parents to encourage participation in more than just one sport?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that's the key. Number one, you know, when I played basketball, that's how I first got noticed. We end up winning a state championship my sophomore year in high school, and literally like 2 days later, Ohio State football coaches were in our school to start to recruit me to play football because of what I was able to do playing in Columbus at St. John Arena in the 1979 state championship, 15 years old. And I'm like, you know, when they told me the coaches were there, I couldn't believe them. I'm like, what, are you crazy? You know, but they were there and they saw me play basketball. And then following, you know, a couple months later, they said, hey, if you ever get in Columbus, give us a call. And, you know, I had this card, business card. I called them up and said, hey, I'll be here for the state track meet. And they're like, what? You were in track too? I go, yeah, I was, you know, in the shot put and the 4x1 and 4x2 at that time, and then, you know, ran the 100 meters. So it was, you know, fun to see the coaches come out and compete. But the best thing about it is when I got to the, you know, college and the NFL, especially, you know, pass blocking a lot is like guarding the paint in basketball, but you can foul all you want in football. Now, I fouled a lot in basketball, still have the career foul record, but, you know, you're protecting an area. So basketball transitioned a lot. You know, it's the same defensive kind of, you know, stance. You don't get your head down. You got your chin up, and you're playing defense and basketball using your chest, and you can use your hands a little bit. And then, you know, throwing a shot put was a lot like taking a pass set because, you know, you push off your right leg, and, you know, your inside arm was my right arm. I'm right-handed, so I threw with my right hand. That was my strike arm, my punch arm. So it all kind of translated. And, you know, some of the things that you do in other sports helps you, you know, play your sport. Plus, the big thing about it is, at that time, you get a chance to compete. You know what I mean? And you're not just training, lifting weights with, you know, no competition on the line. Now, there were some guys that, you know, did powerlifting and things like that. But, you know, this was more of being a team-oriented thing. And there's a lot of schools that still look for three-sport guys. I know Ryan Day talks about it. You know, that certainly helped my son Luke to get developed as an athlete. And that's what Iowa kind of looks for, is three-sport guys. And then they develop and become football players. And still in my area where I grew up in the Midwest Athletic Conference in St. Henry, you'll still see a lot of guys that play, you know, football, basketball, baseball, or track. The best athletes tend to play three sports.
Former OSU All-American, NFL All-Pro, the great Jim Lachey, the pride of St. Henry High School. Jim, we always appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem, Skip.
And we'll be right back on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex,
founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away in Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks once again to Jim Lachey, the pride of St. Henry High School over in Western Ohio, for joining us tonight. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
We're back here at Granville, and two outstanding bands performing at halftime, the Johnstown Band and the Granville Band, both putting on tremendous shows as we get ready to start the third quarter with Granville leading by a score of 21-6. Other scores, Bishop Reedy hosting Licking Valley. Huge ball game right there in Columbus. Reedy has a 7-6 lead over the Panthers. That game still in the first half. Heath on the road, traveling up to Wayne County to take on Creston Norwayne. It'll be interesting to see how the Bulldogs do recover after that stunning defeat at home last week to Buckeye Valley by a point, 21-20. Right now, Norwayne has a 22-15 lead on the Bulldogs, which starts a four-game road trip for Heath. So we'll see them next week against Licking Valley, and whether what happens tonight, it'll be interesting to see. This is a gut check time, I think, for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean, we saw last week the offense. It was just an ugly game, really, on both those teams. And then that fake punt, you know, we were talking about that the decision to go for the fake punt, and which eventually, you know, they did end up losing that game. But just, you know, what can they do on offense? You know, are they able to mix in the passing game? And I think just building some confidence back in the quarterback, you know, even if you can't take down Norwayne tonight, that's a very talented football team, very hard. It's just important, I think, you just get a better identity of what your football team is going forward, so, you know, you can hopefully get some, scrape out some wins going forward for the rest of the season, because you can't play any more games like I did last week and expect to win.
Speaking of wins, there is something in the air in Northridge. The Vikings on the road, leading unbeaten Grandview Heights 14-0 in the second half. Northridge already matching their win total from last year, getting a chance to move to 3-0. Boy, everyone needs to get a new stadium because that's what's working for Northridge.
Well, get a new stadium, and then, you know, we've got the new scoreboard here at Granville. It's just, it makes you feel, I guess, you know, you'll fake it till you make it type thing. You know, you're on a bigger stage, there's more eyes on you, and that worked for some players.
Fredericktown has a 7-6 lead over Utica. The Redskins have such a difficult non-conference schedule. They go on the road to West Lafayette Ridgewood next week, another battle. But right now they are trailing 7-6 to the Freddies. Licking Heights and Sheridan are scoreless. And the other game of note right now looks like it's second half. Zanesville and Newark still tied at 7. Wildcats only points on a kickoff return by Drayshawn Peterson. I'm sure they didn't overlook one of their arch rivals, but that score does surprise me.
Yeah, I'm sure it surprised a lot of people, you know. But it can be kind of a trap game, I feel like, for Newark because, you know, Zanesville not having the best season. Probably, you know, you look at these first three games, you're like, oh, Zanesville's probably the weakest out of those three opponents that they face. And New York may just maybe caught looking ahead or maybe not taking Zanesville seriously enough. So, you know, we saw it last year. They dropped a couple games where we thought, you know, they should have won. You know, that Marion Harding game specifically. But, you know, lots of game left. But, you know, obviously hoping New York can get it together.
Well, just to give you an update on that game, I've got a source there checking it out for us. And his quote, Whitefield has been the flag capital of Licking County for the first half. So might be a sloppy game going on there at Whitefield, to say the least. But the Cats and Zanesville tied at 7. Of course, the recap of all those games and many, many more tonight on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, 9-11 on T100. Our next Monday locker room show from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark will be this Monday, and we'll be having the Granville football team join us. Coach Heath Hinton will be here, and if you come and join, you better get there early because we've got Jackson Peltzer and Dylan Lane joining us. And folks, that's 6'2", 275 and 6'2", 215. So if you want to eat, you might want to get there early before the big boys show up. But they have been two outstanding linemen for Granville the last couple of seasons, and great to have them Monday at the Licking County Locker Room, 6:30 right here on Kate 98.7. So we're getting ready to start this second half here at Granville, and it is cooled off significantly after the front moved through. We did have some rain to start this ball game, but didn't last very long, and moderate at best was the rain amount, but it has dried up, cleared up, and gotten a little cooler for the players, which I'm sure they won't mind whatsoever, but we talk about it every single game. Johnstown wants to stay in it. They just can't afford to give up any score, field goal, touchdown, what have you, to start this second half.
Yeah, I think that's going to be kind of the theme, too, just for the rest of the game. They really can't afford to give up any more points just because of how their offense operates and, you know, just how much time they're going to require on the clock in order to get back in this one. But, yeah, specifically on this opening drive here, you know, I think the message for Granville is, all right, you know, let's put them away here. Let's not mess around. Let's do what we've been doing the past couple of drives, you know, put a touchdown on the board, kind of take the will away from the Johnnies. And for the Johnnies, this is their last line of defense here, this opening drive in the third quarter. Their defense played outstanding in that first quarter, and I think they need to try to go back to that is, you know, they need to try to take away the passing attack. Because once the passing attack started going, that's when things started to get out of hand in that second quarter when they were able to run and throw the football. You can't give Granville that many options. So you need to try to make them one-dimensional as best you can. I think that's going to be their best plan of attack here. Try to go back to what you did in the first quarter on those first few opening drives and try to force a three and out here to start this game if they want to
you know, maximize their chance to come back in this one.
This is the second of a three-game homestand for Granville. They defeated Clear Fork last week, have the lead on Johnstown, and the Lions of Washington Courthouse come here next week, currently 0-2 before their game this evening. So before the Aces hit the road again, they would love to wrap up this homestand and be a perfect 4-0 and then just be a couple of weeks out before LCL Buckeye play gets started. So the Blue Aces get it first, going right to left in this second half. And Johnstown needing a stop right after the second half kickoff to stay in this one. Down 21-6. Deering is ready to tow it up, and he does. End over end. That will bounce at the 20-yard line, picked up there by Granville. And again, they will be across the 35-yard line to start this opening possession in the third quarter. So again, not bad field position at all.
Yeah, I mean, really, anything past, I'd say, yeah, the 25, where you normally would take over on downs, it's just from a touchback, is good. So this is what Granville's been set up with for the majority of the night. So we'll see what they do. I mean, if I was Granville, like I said, I'd still be trying to run the football with Talbot. To me, he's been the most consistent. That's been the most consistent form of attack for this offense, has been run the ball with him.
Well, he is in the backfield with Beckett Long on 1st and 10. And I think we've got offsides on Johnstown right off the bat. Not how you want to get started.
No.
Yep, that's the case. So it'll move up to a 1st and 5 now from the 42. And you wonder, does Granville get creative here, or what do they want? Because
right,
1st and 5 with the weapons that they have. But they do have a bunch set here on 1st and 5. Talbot is in the backfield. He'll slide to Beckett's right shoulder. Yeager goes in motion, and Long will look to throw. Scrambles to the right. He's got running room, but he's going to air it out, fire, and the pass too hard. And that's kind of been the case tonight, just a little bit leading his wide receivers too much on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's been a little bit off from the typical Beckett Long game.
But he still has 3 touchdown
right,
passes.
Yeah, if someone says, you know, it's been a little off and you still got 3 touchdown passes and he hasn't turned the ball over, that just shows you how what we expect of him and how good of a quarterback he is. But yeah, too, Johnstown's doing a good job of kind of limiting his ability to scramble and pick up yards, you know, once the pocket collapses. They put a spy on him for the most part in this game, which that spy's done a really good job of staying disciplined and just focusing on Long and taking away his running ability.
2nd and 5, here's Talbot, and a nice move. Stumbled over one of his linemen, or else I think he would have had the first down. Mm-hmm. They will get him to the 46 and make it a 3rd and 1.
Yep. And believe it or not, Granville's still searching for their first 3rd down conversion.
Amazing.
On the night.
Yeah. Amazing.
If you told someone, all right, Granville's 0-for-6 now on 3rd down conversions, well, they're losing, right? Or it's tied. Now they're up 21-6. That's because they're 3-for-3 on 4th downs.
3rd and short here. Long, doing a hard count. Johnstown does not bite this time. Talbot on Beckett's left shoulder gets the handoff. I don't know, Garrett. Depending on the spot, I think he's going to be a full yard short. I think he was met right at the line.
Yeah, it looks that way.
That's great work by Johnstown's defense.
Yeah, he got right back to the line of scrimmage. And, yeah, Johnstown coming out looking very, very similar how they came out to start the game on defense. Just, you know, not giving up anything for this Granville offense. And that was set up after a offsides penalty. It was 1st and 5.
Yep. 4th and 1, Granville looks to go for it, and here's the push up the middle by Beckett Long, and the quarterback takes it all the way to midfield. So again, not much work on 3rd down, but 4th down, they're getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 0-for-7 on 3rd downs, but 4-for-4 on 4th down. So, that just summarizes, I'd say, the game for the Blue Aces. They're able to get it in these 4th and 1 situations, and they're able to just pick up just enough to keep these drives going.
And that could have been huge for Johnstown if they could have got a stop there. But
Luaces first and 10 from midfield. Here's the toss to Talbot. Spins away inside the 45, stays on his feet, and a good 7 to 8 yard pickup for Theo on first and 10.
Yeah, once again, once he gets out in the open space, he's a very shifty guy, you know, with the spin moves and the juke moves, and, you know, able to spin out of tackles or just spin through tackles to pick up a few extra yards, as we see it right there. And, yeah, like what I'm seeing, you know, on this drive from Granville, they're just trying to keep it on the ground. You're moving the ball down the field, you're bleeding time off that clock, everything you want in this opening drive.
Second and 3 from the 43 of Johnstown. Granville leads at 21-6. Handoff and getting to first down and more. 40, 35, 30. Good cut to the 26-yard line. And another big pickup. Talbot, once again, he's becoming the workhorse, and he's delivering.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it here. I just keep running the ball with Talbot. I mean, this is kind of a statement drive, just primarily, you know, the ground and pound, taking a page out of the Johnny's offensive playbook, you know, give them a taste of their own mess and just run it right down their throats. And if you're able to put this one in the end zone, it'd make it that much sweeter.
20 yards, now at the 27 of Johnstown. Talbot again, 25 to the right side, and will be knocked out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. And we have officials stop play. I think just because he went out of bounds and the clock might have kept running. See if they change the time or not. Well, I guess not. Then tell me why they stopped it. I'll give you a dollar
like
if you can tell me.
I think it's they felt like it.
And a good job by Beckett Lawn. He keeps it 10-5. House call, Blue Aces. That was kind of easy right there. That might have been the easiest run all night.
Yeah, it was just a read option that time. And after you give it to Talbot so many times, the defense is like, all right. They're focused in. They're homed in on him. Long hasn't really been a threat at all on running the football tonight. And, yeah, the defense completely sold out on Talbot. Long kept it. And, yeah, and really only really one defender to beat. And, yeah, able to kind of just jog into the end zone that time is Beckett Long, showing the dual threat ability that has really been suppressed for the most part here tonight.
Shope's on for the extra point. Snap down, kick on the way. Up and good. 8:35, third quarter. Granville extends their lead. Now 28-6 over Johnstown. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Chris from K-Step Service Center. At K-Steps, we have access to all the scheduled factory maintenance. And what that means is simply because you bought your car at, say, a Honda dealership, it doesn't mean that it needs to be serviced there. Don't assume that they might know more than us. We've invested in the tools, training, and equipment. We're able to provide that same level of service, and sometimes better and cheaper. K-Steps Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
7 plays, 63 yards, capped off by a 27-yard touchdown scamper by Beckett Long. I know you're into fantasy football, so with him, 3 touchdown passes and a running score, he'd have a bunch of points, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of points right there. Yeah, I mean, Beckett Long just like would be a great fantasy quarterback because, you know, he throws, he runs, and he scores by throwing and running too. So it's kind of just a little Lamar Jackson, you know, archetype.
Yeah, but Beckett wins.
Oh!
Touchback by Noah Shope there. And so first and 10, Johnstown.
First time they get the ball in this third quarter. I think Lamar, I think they struggle with the fact of still to this day of how to use him. I think Coach Harbaugh has still struggled with that, especially in big games.
I agree.
Because he does everything right. He does everything right.
Well, yeah, he's the greatest dual threat quarterback that we've seen probably since, Mike Vick. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rodgers.
Now, since Deshaun,
oh,
right?
Don't go there. We're really going off the deep end now. I mean, he has just been a tremendous talent, and you just wonder, are they ever going to get there? This would be
this
the
would
year
be
with
the,
Derrick Henry.
This would be the year.
Here comes Johnstown, first and 10 at the 20. Owusu gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So now, with about 8.5 remaining in this third quarter, you're down by 22 points. Things were right there, and it's just Granville has started to move away. So, and we've got a penalty now against Johnstown. It's going to be a false start, so you push it 5 yards back. It's just starting to go the wrong way for the Johnnies, Garrett.
Yeah, it's starting to fall apart here. And, I mean, yeah, you're kind of in a must-score situation, I feel like, at this point on this drive for the Johnnies. So, I mean, playbook, got to be wide open here.
Marisak to roll on first and 15, fires, and it's over the head of his intended receiver, incomplete. And this is just not what they want to do. And Coach Carter knew about it. I mean, they had played Zanesville and Coshocton in two programs that are trying to rebuild and get better. It was going to be a huge step up tonight.
Right.
And I think they started off very well, but if you can't have a little bit more balance against this very good Granville defense, I think you're just going to run into trouble, no pun intended.
Right, yeah, I mean, no matter how good you are, either running or throwing the football, right? You've seen it the high school up until the NFL level. Like, you got to be more than one-dimensional to be successful when you play against, the elite competition. I mean, this is probably the best team that Johnstown's going to see all season long with the Granville Blue Aces. So, they were able to, on their once touchdown drive, they had
0.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, we are at Granville. Blue Aces have a 34-6 lead over Johnstown. Both teams coming in with 2-0 records. And Granville senior quarterback Beckett Long getting it done. 4 touchdown passes and a touchdown run, leading the charge for the Blue Aces. They have the ball at the 30, and here's a look. I think Long kept that on the read option, got about a yard.
Yeah, kind of a high snap, so kind of blew up that play initially there. But no, won't be seeing anything, I don't think, fancy rest of the way going for the Blue Ace offense. They're just going to be chewing that clock, trying to run it as much as they can, maybe, get field goal range or put it in the end zone just to get that running clock going here.
From the 31, it's second down. Long gets the snap, and a good hole up the middle again for Talbot. He'll get across the 35 up to about the 37 to make it third and manageable.
And Talbot's looked really good here tonight, and I think, going forward, and you're not supposed to look ahead, but we love to.
We do.
Yeah, that's part of our job. I think Theo Talbot is going to kind of be an X factor or going forward, especially when it comes to the postseason, of how far that this team can go, because we know Beckett Long is more capable of running it and throwing it, but also having an elite rushing attack to pair with Beckett Long and just to running those read options where both guys are threats, no matter what, if he gives it to Talbot or if Long keeps it, making that defender sell out one way or the other, I think, is going to be really big going forward the rest of the way. And to me, Talbot's looked really, really good in the backfield. So, struggled last week. Has had a really good game this week. I think it's big that they continue to kind of reinforce that rushing attack. So it's a really strong, you know, heading into the second half of the season.
Well, he gets a break on that run. It's Caden Rosendahl who gets a huge pickup into Johnstown territory at the Johnny 49-yard line, second down and seven. And we haven't really talked about the H-back, which will play a role down the road. You know Kyle's going to get involved either running or catching the ball. They've tried to throw him a couple of passes tonight that haven't worked out, but he'll be a part of that game plan, rest assured.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we haven't really talked about him too much here tonight, which is a rarity. Because he's the star of this this Granville team on both sides of the ball. He's done his thing defensively, but yeah, quiet on the offensive side of the ball. He's definitely gonna, you know, that's gonna change as the weeks go on. And I think him and those, like, you know, maybe teams that are meeting at the line of scrimmage a little bit better on those fourth and ones or third and ones, those are really good opportunities, you know, sub him in the game and just have a huge body take the ball and, you know, try to power forward for an extra yard or two.
Granville with the first down. And speaking right on cue, Kirby does get the handoff this time for no gain. It'll be second down and 10 from the Johnny 45. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Granville leads at 34-6. As Granville has scored 27 unanswered points starting back in the first half. Second down and 10 from the Johnny 45. Trips come to the near side. And Long will go back, looking over the middle, fires, and incomplete. Threw that one in some traffic, does fall to the ground, looking for his favorite receiver tonight, Noble Terrible. But it's third and 10 now from the Johnny 45.
And despite, yeah, being up 34-6, Granville has yet to convert a third down conversion tonight. So 0 for 7. If we want to nitpick them, yeah, it is something that they do need to work on heading in next week is their third down conversion. We'll see if they can pick one up now.
Third and 10, Long looking deep, fires, and the pass short hops his intended receiver, so they remain not good on third down, but great on fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, you're 0% on third down, but 100% on fourth down, it's fine. So, but I don't think they're going to go for it this time around.
Long is looking
Long
for the play.
To,
yeah, he wants to, but I don't think he's... Nope, here comes Bodie to punt it away. At the two-minute mark, Newark has taken a 14-7 lead over Zanesville. Game in the second half. Heath trails Norway 29-22. Reedy has a 14-6 lead over Valley. Northridge and Grandview Heights are tied up, so you jinxed them again. Nice job. Utica's rallied to take an 18-7 lead on Fredericktown. Fair catch by Wasu, and he'll make it at the 14-yard line. A couple of other scores of note. Looks like he's looking for Lakewood because they were winning their game, trying to find it. And they are up on Bexley, 12-0. So Lanter's trying to get on the board. Tays Valley leads Watkins 21-6. And Licking Heights has an 8-0 lead over Sheridan. So... interesting scores. Again, the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show is underway over on our sister station T100 till 11 with Mark and Lee. First and 10, Johnstown at the 15. And here's Marisak across the 15 to about the 17.
Nice quarterback draw. That's been one of their favorite plays here tonight. And at this point, yeah, like we said, Johnny's just trying to do some stuff here on offense, make you feel good about yourself, build some confidence up in your team, you know, heading into next week. One game doesn't mean the season's over.
A ton still to play for, no question about that. Owusu gets the handoff, and he will get four more yards and make it third down and a long three. He's kind of gone quiet. They didn't really use him as much as I thought they might. But, again, when you get down by 21-28-6.
Well, and then, too, it just most of their drives haven't been very long. It's been a lot of three and outs for them. So they just haven't been able to, you know, get any momentum or anything kind of rolling on offense aside from that one touchdown drive that they had. So I mean, they pick up the first down this drive here, but most of their drives gone three and out. They struggled on third down a lot here tonight, too. They are just 1 for 7 on third down conversions.
They do get one there to their 26-yard line, first and 10, with 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And, hell, wow, Owusu gets hit behind the line, and now a very late flag comes in. And we'll see what that call is. Is Granville stopped them for a loss and a personal foul against Johnstown. So I'm assuming it's after the play, and it's going to be second down and a mile. Not a country, just a mile. Got to appease these people.
You can say whatever you want. I'll say what I want.
Okay, fair enough. And I think they did say second down. So the personal foul will push it all the way back to the 12-yard line. So you get just a little bit of momentum getting a first down for the first one in the third quarter. And now you're way behind the sticks, and it's second down. Well, they're saying it's still first down. So I guess it was not after the play. So first and 22, Marisek looking to keep it, is not able to get out of the tackle and still picks up about 3 or 4 yards, but that will be the final play of the third quarter. All Granville with a couple of touchdowns in quarter number three. They lead it 34-6. Fourth quarter will be here when we come back after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. At Kasep's, we have access to all the scheduled factory maintenance. And what that means is simply because you bought your car at, say, a Honda dealership, it doesn't mean that it needs to be serviced there. Don't assume that they might know more than us. We've invested in the tools, training, and equipment. We're able to provide that same level of service, and sometimes better and cheaper. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here at Granville. The Blue Aces have a 34-6 lead over Johnstown. The Johnnies facing a third down and 20. Marisette looking, fires, pass up, knocked around, and falls to the turf. Incomplete. And Kirby was right in there to greet Marisette. Good sportsmanship between both teams. This is a rivalry, no doubt about it, but it seems to be a little bit more respectful and complimentary than kind of when Granville and Valley get together. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, all rivalries, I think, demand a little bit of respect from both sides, for sure. But, yeah, some are definitely more fueled, I think, by a hate than a respect factor. And, yeah, you're getting the sense that, yeah, it's just more kind of respect. Because, like you said, I mean, prior to, you know, this big winning streak against Johnstown that Granville had, Johnstown had a bit of a streak going against Granville prior to that.
Yep. So, on fourth down, the Johnnies went for it inside their own 20. Pass fell incomplete. Then we had a flag, again, I think, after the play. It is dead ball. And a personal foul against Johnstown. I think they're just frustrated at this point.
Yeah.
So first and 10, Granville, and they're knocking on the door real quick to get the running clock moving here. Let's see where they'll officially mark the ball. It's going to be inside the 15-yard line.
see where they're going to maybe mark it right at the 15.
Right at the 15, yeah. So
they're already in field goal range.
Yeah, they'll probably, I mean, yeah, just hand it off here and see if you can pound it in. And if not, you can just, yeah, knock it through and you'll still be up 31. So get that running clock going and hopefully head into next week. Both these teams unscathed, avoid any, further wear and tear and injury.
Yeah, I would think this will be the last series for Beckett Long one way or another. He's in there right now. First and 10, Granville at the 15. Long will look to throw. He's got a blitz, fires, and a nice defensive play by Johnstown to knock that pass away. Looking for Theo Talbot out of the backfield. And let's give Caden Carpenter props on that defensive play. Knocked it away nicely.
Yeah, I think they're trying to catch the defense sleeping, you know, rolling Talbot out of the backfield. Kind of a little wheel route that time, but Johnnies were ready for it, and they played it well.
So second down and 10 from the Johnny 15. Here's the pitch, and Talbot gets inside the 10, still goes forward, and will be very close to a first down. See if where they'll mark it, maybe a little bit short of the first down. Third down, and we'll call it a country yard.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one yet.
That's a new one, huh?
Third and one. Granville up 34-6, 11-12 remaining in this fourth quarter. Long hands it off to Talbot, breaks a couple of tackles, and he will score off the left side. Another Blue Aces touchdown, and he's deserved that tonight for the way he's been running. And it is Pater time for the Blue Aces, up now 40-6.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to let Talbot have one at this point. You know, he kind of got you through the early parts of this game where your offense was struggling, so happy to see him get one right there. And, yeah, that will officially get this clock running now here in the fourth quarter.
Brody Shope's on for the extra point. He has been perfect tonight. Low snap. It is fielded nicely by Long, and the extra point is good. 10:28 remains. It's 41-6 Granville. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
All Granville here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium, outscoring Johnstown 20-0 in the second half, now leading 41-6 as Shopes gets ready to kick it off from the 40. And it will go into the end zone for a touchback. And the clock is running as we come up on 10 minutes in this fourth quarter. So Blue Aces will move to 21-2 at home over the last four seasons. So they continue to get it done here at home. Tough place to play, but yeah, it's tough to play them anywhere at the moment.
Yeah, especially with that new scoreboard they got.
It's a nice one.
Yeah, it is
a nice one.
Probably the nicest one we've seen. I mean, I think Watkins has the similar, basically the same one. So
Marisak's pass is complete to Owusu, and he will get across the 35. But I think Coach Hinton's going to love the fact that the running game got back on track after last week when the Colts decided we're going to do everything we can to stop it. But the balance has been right there. I mean, when Beckett Lawn has needed to throw the ball, he's been on target with a couple really good throws down the middle. And just overall good balance tonight by the Blue Aces on offense and the defense. Here comes Kirby. He does. Marisak does get away from him and scrambles for his life and does a tremendous job to get a first down. And he will get out to about the 34, and it's a first down. That was all done by the quarterback.
Yeah, one of the better scrambles here tonight. One of the few times he was able to escape the defenders out of the backfield.
So first down, Johnstown. And a pass over the head of the intended receiver, incomplete.
We got a late flag here.
Starting to get a little chippy.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the most part, both these teams have been doing a good job not really committing too many penalties, but yeah, this the second half is starting to pick up, a little bit. And it's not even really been in-game penalties. It's been dead ball, personal fouls, a lot of them.
We'll see what the infraction is here after a second meeting of the minds. And it will be offsetting penalties against both ball clubs. And I'm sure both coaches are saying, guys, enough.
Yeah.
Granville leads at 41-6. Second down and 10. Marisak to throw. Again, has to scramble around. And he gets hit hard after about a two-yard pickup. Blue Aces are not backing down on defense. They are really hitting. And I know some people, again, there's still sometimes this mantra of, are they a finesse team? Garrett, we both know they are not a finesse team.
No. Yeah, you're going to have to earn every single yard you want to pick up. And each and every year we watch this defense. I mean, it is a struggle. Really, no matter how good your offense is, to go down the field and consistently put points up on the board. As that one goes incomplete, bring up fourth down. But yeah, I mean, Johnstown,
and you're gonna hold to the 10-0 prediction, right?
For Granville?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All right. So they're at Utica after hosting Washington Courthouse, home to Watkins, home to Heights. We'll come to this game in a minute. Then they finish at Zanesville and home to Mount Vernon. I think I have to agree with you, as Marisak runs for his life, will be short of the first down. The only game, because it is a rival game, sometimes you don't know, is Week 8 at Licking Valley.
Yep.
Otherwise,
and it's there at Valley.
It is there. So I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I think
it's there for the taking.
Yeah, it definitely is. We saw last time Granville went to Valley, it was a close game. When it came right down to the wire, Blue Aces were able to sneak out there with a win. Both those teams are going to come ready to play for sure. We get our first look at Licking Valley next week against Heath, and I think I'll have a better understanding of rating both these teams. But I mean, to me, it's a new year, same kind of sort of similar type of team here for Granville. I mean, they're just elite on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's hard to find a weakness for them. I mean, yes, they started slow. Offense line was having a hard time pass protecting for long in that first quarter, but they got it together, and when they did get together, there was no looking back. I mean, it went from, you know, tough time for Long to Long having all the time he ever wanted in the pocket, and then he was throwing the ball right on the money to his receivers.
So how about a number 99 at quarterback for you? You like that? That's what we've got now for Granville. Jackson McMillan
and he hands it off inside the 40-yard line. McMillan is a 6'3", 195-pound sophomore, and yes, his jersey is number 99.
You think he'll keep that next year?
I don't believe so. No? I don't believe so.
No, and I can take a page out of Devin Brown's book there
and run one
of those weird numbers at quarterback.
I mean, it is. Maybe he is that unique. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's third down and about eight. McMillan will throw his first pass, and it was a good one, but it was knocked away at the very end by Johnstown. So fourth down here as we come up on 5 minutes left. And I think the stat is still not completing one third down, and you have 41 points.
That is
that's an anomaly.
Yeah, it's definitely odd. If you told somebody that Greenville, we will see, they're going to go for it again on fourth down. They're 4-for-4 on fourth.
Let's see if the streak can continue. This will be a tough one. Fourth and eight, McMillan in the gun. At Johnstown's 40, goes back to throw, scrambles away, looking, firing, and the catch made, and they stay perfect on fourth down. And that was a nice throw that time by number 99.
Yeah, and that was just a good play by him at quarterback. I mean, he stepped up in the pocket, bought himself a few extra seconds. He actually could have taken off and ran. He probably could have got the first down, but instead kept his eyes downfield, threw a nice ball, and picked up an even bigger gain than he would have if he just decided to run for it.
So they will mark it at the Johnstown 18-yard line as we are now under 4 minutes in this fourth quarter. McMillan in the gun on first and 10. And handoff up the middle for a couple to the 16-yard line. And, of course, we have a late flag come in. 42, Cameron Davis. Sometimes you throw enough of these flags, you'd lead to it being chippy. I mean, it's going to be a personal foul on somebody. We'll see who it is. But you don't need this conversation this long at 41-6. Against Johnstown once again. Not what they were hoping for.
No. And yeah, I think it's like what you said, though. It's just kind of think frustration coming out. I mean, you came in, you're outscoring opponents 77-0 heading into this one. And now that's happening to you. So, you know, it doesn't feel good getting beat like this. But yeah, you just need to kind of keep your eyes locked in there and just be like, all right, just got to get through this game. We don't need to be doing any extracurriculars.
And another touchdown by the Blue Aces. Unfortunately, I could not see who it was in the pile that got it. I'll ask Eagle Eyes over here if he has any idea.
No.
Okay. He was honest.
No Eagle Eyes. We both got glasses on.
That's true. And it will make it 47-6, Granville. Shopes will attempt the extra point here with 2:05 remaining in quarter number four. Kitch is on the way. Line drive, but he got it through. So he remains perfect. So 2 minutes, 1 second to go. And Granville now extends their lead 48-6. At one point in this game, it was 7-6, Granville. And
it was 7-6 heading into the second quarter.
Yeah. The Johnnies were right there. And we're really kind of matching their physicality.
Oh,
they made a couple of big sacks on Beckett and did a lot of good things. But, again, I just think where this program is right now, you can't rattle Granville. They just seem to be able to step up, adjust, do what they need to do. But we've seen enough of them over the last couple of years where I don't know that I've ever seen them really get disoriented or not do what they want to do. Sometimes they'll get beat, but not in a regular season.
No. They just, like you said, it's just been the status quo for them, right? This is just what's expected. And that's what's just been expected the past four seasons. So,
and it seems like they relish the expectations. Like, they bring it. We'll match it, and we'll even do better than what you think we're going to do.
Right, yeah, and that's part of it, right, is kind of feeding off of the hype and the expectations from this team. You got playmakers on both sides of the ball, tons of experience, tons of guys that, you know, have been with this program and have experienced the success over the past couple seasons. And, you know, they've had some good deep playoff runs, but, you know, you want to take that next step, right? Kind of what they had on that season 3 years ago where they did make the state semis, but they always have a big injury, it seems like, come playoff time or close to the end of the regular season. You know, for example, just this past season, they lost their stud Kyle Kirby. The season before, Dante Barrasso, then they lost their quarterback Crouch in the first game of the playoffs. So I think, the main key for them, too, is just, you know, staying healthy, trying not to lose any big key guys before the playoffs come around.
Owusu with a huge run, stays on his feet, 30, 20, inside the 10-yard line. May have had a face mask that wasn't called either. The clock will run, but Johnstown has a chance to get on the board a second time here with about 1 minute to play. That's easily the biggest run of the night.
Yeah.
And a huge pickup for Owusu, who has not given up by any stretch. He's been out there a long time. He will come out right now. That's understandable. As we are down to 47 seconds, they are going to mark it at the 7-yard line, first and goal there. So Johnstown trying to get on the board before this one comes to an end. Here's the handoff to Myers, and he spins away. I think he's going to be short by a couple of yards. Down to 30 seconds left.
Yeah, they got to hurry up. I'm sure they want to get in the end zone here one more time. It'd be a good way to kind of end this game and, you know, get a little bit of that bitter taste out of your mouth.
Second and goal from the 2, and I think Granville called timeout with 13 ticks remaining. It's a pride thing.
Yeah.
It's a pride thing. So 13 seconds left. This 13 seconds might take a bit.
Yeah.
Well, the potential matchup of unbeaten teams goes by the wayside next week as Groveport loses to Big Walnut 24-13. And Newark, last time I checked, was leading 21-7, make it 28-7.
All right.
So the Cats will move to 3-0.
Wow, there you go. Already surpassing their win total from last season.
Yep. All right, second and goal for Johnstown at the 2. Here's Owusu. Waiting for a signal. Nope, he's short. He's short, and is that going to do it? 2-1. And the Granville defense, you would have thought it was a goal line stand. I think Johnstown may have tried to call a timeout. They're pointing at the clock.
They did. The officials weren't looking at them.
And they're going to get together. And see, this is a tough part right here. I mean, the game is 48-6. And I know the officials want it to be done. But they're going to talk. They're actually out there talking to Josh Duvall, the athletic director at Granville. And I think there might be one more play.
I guess there is.
Yep. Well, and that's tough. I mean, nobody wins in this situation. And I really want to be careful that there's nothing extracurricular right here. So there will be one down to go here. It's 48-6. Granville leads it. Johnstown trying to get one more touchdown. They're at the 1-yard line. And the referees trying to get ready. Well, they've got this place woken up.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think this would be for the game right now, based on how everyone's reacting.
But when you've played a school 109 times, this is what happens. Marisak will keep it, and touchdown, Johnstown.
So Marisak gets in. Now let's see if they...
I don't think they'll be it.
I think that'll do it, yeah. Looks like that's going to be it. So that will do it. Kind of a unique ending. But Granville moves to 3-0. They get the victory over Johnstown by a final of 48-12. We'll recap this one after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
Looking for a new pharmacy? The Knox Community Hospital Outpatient Pharmacy makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Our friendly community pharmacy is open to the public, and most prescriptions are ready within 24 hours. Accepting most insurances, KCH Outpatient Pharmacy is the only accredited specialty pharmacy in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 9 to 4. Call 740-326-3485 or go to kch.org.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days and just the right amount of cool at night. Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thorntville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for two decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Back here at Granville, Brian Mays, Garrett Wandel. Another impressive performance by the Blue Aces tonight in a game that was 7-6 going to the second quarter. They went ahead and defensively shut out Johnstown until the very final play of the game. But in the meantime, they saw a superb performance by quarterback Beckett Long with four touchdown passes and a touchdown run, cruising in the second half to a 48-12 victory.
Yeah, looking at this game, obviously what stands out to me is that Granville was 0-for-9 on third down conversions, yet still dominated this game. But they were 5-for-5 on fourth down conversions, and I think, you know, if you were to go back and look at this game, when Johnstown and even Granville looks back and looks at this game, you know, that last fourth down conversion, they didn't need to pick it up, but they did, and it led to a touchdown. But I'm pretty sure every single one of those fourth down conversions ended up leading to a score for the Blue Aces. And who knows, right? If they don't pick up a couple of those maybe in the first half, this game could have been a lot closer than what the final score indicated. So, I really do feel like this game was won and lost. on fourth down. Usually you hear one loss on the third down, but tonight it was one loss on fourth down for Granville because, you know, those fourth and shorts, those fourth and ones at about midfield, they did a lot of them. And Johnstown just wasn't able to stop them. But, you know, Johnstown, they were in it, like you said, in that first quarter. They were only down 7-6. It's just their offense, I think, it just being so one-dimensional against a team as elite as Granville, it just... It's you're just kind of waiting for a disaster to happen, and that's what happened second half of the second quarter and the majority of the second half.
Yeah, they really did take over in the second half, and I think, you know, for Granville, they had been very solid in the first two games, defeating Marion Franklin and Clearfort, but this was all around just a dominant performance on both sides of the ball, and this is what they expect to do, and they want to finish the homestand with a win over Washington Courthouse next week. And I think for Johnstown, okay, boys, we got lit tonight, but we're still 2-1. Everything is still ahead of us. You've got a favorable schedule. You never know what happens, but with Mount Vernon coming to town, probably winless next week, it's a chance to get right back on the horse and get you ready for LCL Cardinal play in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, too, if they when they go back and look at this, if they stopped them on those fourth downs, I mean, this could have been a, you know, 1-2 possession game here in the fourth quarter, you know, depending on what happened. You know, if they stop them on that first fourth down conversion, maybe the that, you know, that steers Granville away from going for it the rest of the way on those fourth and short. So, yeah, Johnstown, they played a lot better game than what the score indicates. But, yeah, this is nothing to hang your hat about, you know. Take what you can from this game, learn from it, and move on, because I think this team can still put together a lot of good wins and can make a run for the postseason.
We'll wrap up this edition of the High School Football Game of the Week next. Again, Granville victorious 48-12. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trail.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Our next Monday Licking County Locker Room Show will be featuring the same Granville Blue Aces. Coach Hinton and a couple players joining us from Ship Brothers Brewing. Hopefully you can join us as well Monday at 6:30. And then our next game of the week will be Friday night. We travel to Hanover as the Licking Valley Panthers in a tight one tonight with Reedy taking on the Bulldogs of Heath. Also in a battle with Crest and Norway. We'll see. Really, I think both of them, we talked about earlier, it'll be a gut check for both of them. Two arch rivals, another crossover matchup, and it'll be a good one next week at Licking Valley with the Panthers and the Dogs. Pregame at 6:45 and the tip-off at 7 p.m. Ethan, great job back to the studio. Nicely done. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from Granville. The Blue Aces, 48, and the Johnstown Johnnies, 12. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.